Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, I see Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, all day, every day. Loving you guys, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Lush Radio Online presents Street Queens, the movement, man. We talking about B-Day, and we're talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna, man. Basically, like, what is the verdict? What's going down? And why are they going so hard on him when they didn't do that to R. Kelly? We got your girls, the Street Queens, the movement, the Street Queen panel, and we getting it in tonight, and it's not a game. Come on, let's get it in. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And the quote today is basically, love, true love, comes within. And you must find self-love before you're able to love again. From your girl, Lushy Lush, let's get it in. And we're basically talking about V-Day. Talking about V-Day, talking about showing your love, the different ways you can show your love inexpensively and just, you know, with your own little ad bit of what it is. And we're going to talk about this Rihanna and Chris Brown situation going on, man. Because everywhere I look around, all I see is Chris Brown, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Rihanna. But until then, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pay our bills, man. And we're going to go ahead and play a quick commercial. And then we're going to go to our lines, baby. We're going to go to our lines. Lush Radio Online presents Street Queens, the movement. Show your love.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated or aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. All help the Queen Street, Street Queens and all that we stand for, man. And we doing it real big all day, every day. And basically, you can call in at 347-826-7722. It's going to be a hot show tonight, man. And like I said, man, make sure you love yourself before you pursue to love somebody else, man. And we're talking about showing your love in an inexpensive way, you know, and basically, you know, talking about V-Day itself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Your good Valentine, your bad Valentine, and what are you doing this year on Valentine? And also, this Rihanna and Chris Brown situation that's going down. It's going down heavy. And, you know, I mean, they definitely trying to tear the brother down, man. I wonder why they didn't do that to R. Kelly. But we're going to take that to the callers and the listeners, man. I'm about to go to the line and bring my queens in. Peace, Queen CG.
Peace, Lush. What's up?
Not much, girl. Peace, Queen Emma. What's up, girl?
Peace, Queens.
Hey, Emma.
Hey. What's
Peace.
Going on?
Peace, Queen Toy. What's up, girl?
Ladies, what's going on? It's Miss Toy on the check-in. It's really windy. Y'all have to forgive me. Miss Toy's on the move this evening. Okay?
Toy!
I'm going to keep it muted so y'all don't get the full effect of what I'm going through right now, but it's serious.
Yeah, I know. I was outside earlier. I know.
That's
what's up. Yo.
But I'm happy to see all y'all ladies today. What's going
yes.
on?
Yes.
That's what 744. We know that's Felicia Sabree. What's up, girl?
What's up? Hello, ladies. Feeling nice the weather, but I'm here.
Peace, queen.
Peace, everybody.
Man, I got the family on the line, man. You know, it's Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? February the 14th is going down. You know, good, the bad, and the ugly of Valentine's. Defensive ways that you can treat your in a significant other, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, we're in a recession, okay? So, you know, we basically want to find inexpensive ways to treat our significant other. And also this Chris Brown and Rihanna situation, man, which is all over in TV.
Whoa.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
So before we get into Chris and Rihanna's situation, which is deep, man, we're going to talk about this Valentine's Day, man, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're going to start off with CG, man, the good, bad, and the ugly, man. What was your best V-Day, your bad V-Day? And, man, I just don't want to talk about it, V-Day.
Well, first, I want to say, do any ladies on the phone have a Valentine this year? Or am I the one that
I don't.
Right, so we're each other's Valentine. Happy Valentine's
Day,
ladies.
As I said.
Yeah, my worst Valentine's Day, it probably had to be the year where I guess I thought, you know, I was single and I had a bunch of different boos. I had a bunch of different
boos.
I was still playing the hard to get game with some of them, and some of them I was just stringing along, but I swore they were, you know, on me, I guess you could say hard body. And then Valentine's Day came and I ain't hear from nobody. I didn't get nothing. I got text messages or calls like, Happy Valentine's Day, but I didn't get anything. So it was nothing like when I was in a relationship. My best one was last year, and I think I shared it with some of the ladies off of the radio show, but it was my most inexpensive present that I ever received, but he took time and he put a lot of thought into it. What happened was I was at work and I wasn't expecting anything, and I got, it was a regular brown box in the mail, and when I opened it up, it had an envelope with a letter in it, and it just had my name, you know, typed outside of it, and it said it was from some research center. So I opened it up and I'm reading it, and it says I've been diagnosed with some uncommon disease and only, and I'm like, what? Like, wait, who sent this to me first? I'm terrified. Like, what the hell happened? Did I contact SARS? I mean, I didn't know what. I thought I had anthrax. I didn't know what happened. So I'm reading it, and it kept saying that you've got this uncommon disease and this has to be treated right away, and then it said that the disease was called sexiness. So I'm like, wait, somebody's trying to prank on me. And it had the doctor's. It had the doctor's name at the bottom, and he signed it, so then it said, you have a prescription inside. It had a prescription slip, right, with the doctor's name, which was his name, and it had my dosage of what I needed to take, and then it was two medicine bottles filled with candy, and it had my name and my address. It was just so nice, and I was cheesing. I swear, I've never received anything like that, and I called him. I said, you are, I mean, it took a lot of thought, you know, to do something like that.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I know, it was so different. It was sweet. And he messed it up. He said, girl, you don't, that cost me damn near nothing. And I'm like, you know, I said, you were doing so good.
They always got to put their foot in their mouth, though, don't they? Sorry, that's not the flow.
But that was my best. Yeah, that was my best.
Oh, that was mine.
That's what's up. So we got your girl right there, you know, Miss Emma E2K, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I just don't know.
Oh, my God, I can't believe that. I can't believe that I'm going to be put on the spot right here. But what's the worst that could happen? I don't get nothing?
mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. Okay. The good was one time when I really didn't expect anything, didn't want anything, just had that type of attitude towards Valentine, like, you know, I'm tired of, you know, expecting things or whatever. And he ended up coming through that same day. I was in the relationship, and he brought me, like, when I tell you a little bit of everything, stuff, animal, candy, card, like everything. And then what he did was he put it out in the living room and just set everything out. The balloons were out, the teddy bear was on the, like everything was like displayed. And then I just walked into it, and that was really nice. I was like, wow, that was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really sweet, really nice. After that, you know, I got the massage and all that other good stuff, you know what I mean?
Hey.
But that was a real good one. And I didn't expect it. Like I said, I was just on whatever, and I didn't expect it. So that was a good one. My most horrible one was junior high school, where I really liked this boy. And I sent him, you know, the heart with the, you know, will you be my Valentine, circle yes, circle no type situation. And I sent it, and he was giving me signs like he liked me too. I'm like, oh, right, wow, this is going to be like a good Valentine. I give it to him. And he put no and sent it back to me.
Oh.
He put no.
Yeah, I wish I could find him right now.
He
got
to feel like,
though. His tail.
He got to feel stupid now.
Oh, yeah, no, he does. Trust me, he already sent me the MySpace and told me how stupid he felt. But I'm just saying that was my worst one. But I was so crushed. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's putting no. Like, I was really, like, you know when you feel like the signs are there? Like, they gave you the proper signs. So you're like, okay,
yeah.
I'm not going to feel stupid about it. I'm here. He's going to say yes, and he put no. I was so crushed. I was devastated. Yeah, that was, like, my worst one.
We got to give you an imaginary hug on that one, man.
Right?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, man, whoever that dude was, man, you don't be hurting my sister like that, dog. Come on.
Oh, yeah, right. No, he's feeling it already. It's cool.
He sees like what it is with Miss Emma.
He gets the bulletins and the updates. He's feeling it.
He got his bulletin. That's what's on him.
Miss Toy, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the ones that I just don't even want to talk about.
Oh, man. I mean, I've had a bunch of ones that I was just like, what? Because you know how some dudes, they so lazy. I mean, I like creativity in a man, you know? Mm-hmm. So, let me see. The best one probably, I was younger, so, you know, I was probably like early 20s. And the guy I was dating at the time, he went all out. Like, because normally he's not even a romantic dude. So I'm expecting just to get roses, dinner, whatever. Not this time. This dude went out and got a suite. He done put rose petals on the bed, rose petals in the bubble bath, bottle of champagne. Like, I was on the floor. I thought he had lost his mind. Like, because he wasn't romantic at all. So that really touched me that he went all out. Valentine's. I had to get the best out first. That was by far the best that I've had, you know, to date. But I wish I had a story like, yeah, I went outside and I had a big Mercedes wrapped in a big red bow. But no, I don't have none of those stories.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. But my worst, yeah, I got a bunch. But I can honestly say, like, when you're really expecting something and the dude just half steps, you know? He doesn't really go put forth the effort. He might buy you a card or something like, oh, I love you every day, and try to give you some whack excuse. It's like, no. But just to let y'all ladies know, this year is interesting for me because I got my boyfriend that I've been telling you ladies about all this time broke up with me about a week and a half ago.
What?
And I know, I know everybody's like, aw, but guess what? I'm so happy because I got a new boo. Yeah, Miss Toy kept it moving on. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I'm good.
His loss.
Yeah.
Mine. That's
his loss. Hey, so in the guy that I have now is everything he wasn't. So I'm happy. Very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to a good Valentine's Day. With my new boo.
Go ahead, man down.
Yeah. I hear that, because there's nothing new for Valentine's. Woo-hoo! You go all out with the news.
Refreshing. So excited. I'll keep y'all updated. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about that later when we get out there.
Yes, please do.
Shout out to the new boo, boo, boo.
Okay, my new boo, boo.
Shout out to the new boo, 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 boo. You just remain the new boo, boo.
New boo, boo. That's his new name, and I'm gonna tell him too. He's a, yeah. Shout out to him. He's at work right now. He's a swim coach, so he's teaching the kids how to swim.
Oh, so he's in shape. That means he's in shape. Yeah.
New boo, boo. And the coach. Coach, new boo, boo.
Boo, boo, do what he do, do. You know what I'm saying?
Boo, boo, got brothers. Does he got brothers?
Seriously,
got some cousins.
Right.
Hey, no. Look, we can work it out. That's good genes right there.
No. All right, we'll get on the conference after this. All right, so let's keep going.
Right?
Yeah, crazy. Man, please, man, the good, the bad, and the ugly of Valentine's Day for you, boo-boo. Well, shout out to
seriously,
the boo-boo.
Seriously, all my Valentine's days sucked.
Damn. Don't hide it now. Don't hide it.
My last Valentine was in 2007. And me and my boyfriend was fucking. Oh, excuse my language. Arguing. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Don't
you pause for that. We're going to pause. Beep.
We were arguing, and it was the middle of a snowstorm. And we pulled up to the CVS or whatever, and he went in and came back out with my card on Valentine's Day. The card was sweet, but I mean, seriously, like,
I have to go with you to the place.
And then the boyfriend that I had before him, we had plans to go to dinner, and he called me about 8 o'clock, like, I can't make it, but my mom cooked hamburgers if you want to come over.
Oh,
no, Paul.
You invited me
to find him.
I just, oh, my God. I just was like, yeah, I have the worst luck when it comes to that. I really, really think I do.
No.
I never had a good Valentine's Day.
Send me your address. I'm going to send you a card.
Like, I'm so high up on me. It's all good. I got enough love around me. Valentine's Day, I'll spread it to everybody who loves me. You know what I mean?
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
I love you guys.
Good fun.
Oh, man.
It's hilarious.
It's sad, but it really is funny.
It's true. I mean, but you know what? I'm only 24, so I'm going to get that special moment, you know?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. You got ways to go. Take it from a 40-something. You got ways to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come grab you, Mr. Bray, and get you out and about. I'm coming to get you,
man.
Wait,
yeah.
Do y'all see how Lush is trying to dip off this question?
Yeah, no. Lush.
Focus real quick.
Uh-huh. Lush, what you got something to say?
That child put me on the spot, huh?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, you got the bad and the ugly, Lushy.
Okay, well, you know, ever since I've been little, right, you know, I've always been a, like a tomboy or whatever, and a lot of people, they see me now, they be like, oh, man, that's what you tried to. But I was a tomboy, you know what I'm saying? And all I used to do, like, you know, Pisces, like, you know, me and your girl, you know, Emma, we both Pisces. I always more felt like giving more to people, you know what I'm saying, because I believe you should show love every single day. So basically, when I was little, I would like, get the little cards and buy it for my whole class and get my teacher stuff, you know what I'm saying, and my mom stuff. And I would, like, write poetry and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like Valentine's Day. I had this gentleman, you know, I got two of them, okay, because this was a gentleman when I was young in college. And he wrote me some. Oh man, no, but he wrote me some poem. He was an artist, and he used to illustrate. So he drew me this bear thing with like wings on it, like Winnie the Pooh, and made me a homemade card with some deep poetry in it. And I was, and he sent me some money, and I cried. I was like, wow, you know. So he did that for me, and we were like long distance, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, my shorty now that I got, you know, we go through ups and downs and stuff. But, you know, let me tell you what my boo-boo did for me now.
Boo-boo
likes to give stuff, like, a little bit early. So what he did was he bought me another ring, even though y'all know I got rings on my hands, right? But he bought me another ring, another big ring on my finger, right? And he bought me some diamond earrings, diamond heart earrings, right?
That's
pretty. So he got me the little teddy bear thing with the car, two cars. And, you know what I'm saying, got me some clothes. And his birthday is actually on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Wow. Now, that's special.
So he was born in love.
Yeah.
So, what you getting him for his birthday and Valentine's Day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I plead the fifth, man.
This is a queen. So
She can't announce it just yet in the next show. We want to know in the next show.
My worst situation was just like Emma. Right? Now I used to write a lot when I was younger. So there was this dude I had a big crush on. I wrote this dude a 5-page letter. Expressing how I felt and everything, you know, put a little perfume on the joint, a little smell on it or whatever.
Doing jail style and stuff.
sent him, you know what I'm saying, a letter, you know, basically expressing how I felt, you know. And he basically told me, well, I really don't like you like that. Wow, okay. It's all good, though, homie. So I had to pick my face up, but it was all good, you know. And I think it was more worse than, like, in my younger days because I was, like, such a tomboy. So I don't think, like, too many guys really wanted to talk to me because they all looked at me as, like, their kid sister.
Okay.
So... it's like not until I turned, like, I finally got my back, like, being and going, like, maybe, like, in my 20s is when I developed into this woman and I start getting, you know, these guys, you know, talking to me or, you know, because when I was younger, I was a tomboy. They didn't look at me that way. So I really didn't look for Valentine's Day, but that was my worst experience. You know, enough of that.
Is it a Pisces thing? My God. Wow.
I don't, you know, we love hard. Pisces love hard, and we like to give to people and stuff like that.
But can I just express real quickly, today I got a delivery, first time, this never has happened to me. I got a delivery of edible fruit. It's like a basket, it looks like flowers and all that, and it's pineapple and all type of fruits and all that, and I thought that was real beautiful.
Yeah.
And that was a Valentine's Day that they sent for me and my kids.
Wow,
he's gonna arrange me like that. So I just thought I'd add that on because that was very nice. I never got that.
That's
so sweet.
Talking about baskets, everything, you know, one of our ladies, Miss Lissette, does wonderful baskets. You can definitely, you know, hit her up on our www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com, you know, so.
Yeah, legit, my birthday's February 19th, next Thursday.
Yeah,
I just thought I'd add that in.
Hey, we was going to say that. Prizes for you, though, girl, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But make sure that on the 19th of February, and you know mine is March 19th, we're 19 babies, okay?
You know, and I'm gonna be out and about. I'm gonna be in the street, so it may be a little noisy, because you know I'm partying to, you know, like a rock star. So, but I'm still calling in, you know.
That's what it is. What it is. Just talking about baskets and everything, you know. But you know, we still on the good and bad and the ugly, and we do got two callers, so I'm gonna bring the callers in real quick. The good, the bad, and the ugly, man. Caller 352. You're live in the building with the Queens. Peace.
Hello there, Lushy Lush.
Hello, how
you doing this evening, sweetie?
Great, I'm doing great, boo-boo.
And hello to your ladies as well on the show.
Peace.
Hello.
Hey, boo.
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, ladies.
Do you have a Valentine?
Same to you.
Do you have a Valentine's Day?
Do I have a Valentine?
Yeah.
No.
Well, we're all like Valentine. We're giving you an imaginary hug right now.
Yes.
Like, don't squeeze too hard. Don't squeeze too hard.
No, but I did send two of you a Valentine message.
Oh.
I hope you all get it on Saturday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Joe, what's your good and your bad Valentine's Day experience?
Can't say I have a good or bad Valentine's experience because I haven't quite found that special.
Even in school, you never gave a card or a heart, chocolate heart to somebody?
Well, now that you mentioned, I did give some to some girls back in high school, but I was back in high school. I probably forget who they were now.
Well, did they appreciate it?
They appreciated it.
Okay.
That's what's up. So, shout out to all them single ladies out there. We got my man JoJo right here, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We got JoJo over here, man, and we definitely, you know, we looking for a shot of love for your man JoJo, man. You doing it?
JoJo need a love connection.
Love connection.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, just, JoJo.
He just got to keep calling in.
I love you too, all of you.
Aww.
Man, I'm gonna bring in another caller. Block caller, you're live in the building with the queens. What it do?
I'm sorry. Let me rewind. Peace.
What's happening?
What's up with you ladies, man?
Happy V Day.
Huh?
Much.
Happy pre-V Day.
Oh, you know, vice versa, you know, same, all that, you know, copycat.
He's showing some love today.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's what it
what
is.
What a name, you know, shorty.
That's what it is.
What?
What's your name, shorty?
She said, with that name, shorty.
Oh, okay, my name is Renesky, but people who know me very well just call me Ren. That's spelled with two
okay.
N's. Or I.
Dally in the building.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. You know, yada-da. Northern
yada-da.
Dally. Northern
that's
Dally
a new thing. That's that new thing, though? That yada-da? That's a,
yada-da.
That's a new thing?
Well, yada-da is short for yada-da mean. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Okay. You got to keep us updated on that slang. We don't,
it's,
you know.
It's a Northern Dally. Resting for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yada-da. Okay. Yada-da. I like that. I'm going to use that, too.
So
tell you what I was saying, yada da.
So out here saying yada da. Instead of yada da mean, it's just yada da.
Okay. Yada da. I like that.
Can I ask you a question? What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a lady for Valentine's Day?
Let me see.
Who's going in his nose?
I know.
Hey, you know, it's hard to say because, you know, I'm going to tell you like this, right? The lady who I deal with, or whatever lady I deal with when I'm dealing with a lady,
mm-hmm.
you know, she get treated like a queen when it's necessary, you know what I'm saying? So I do spontaneous things. So I might call up at work and say, look, you know, if Valentine's Day is close to the weekend, I might be like, don't make no plans because we're going to shoot out to Vegas or, you know what I'm saying, we might shoot out to New York or something like that. And, you know, shit, it'd be one of them weekends, a me and her weekend, you know.
Okay.
Well,
some
that's
cute
nice.
Type, you know.
How long she has to be your lady before you take her to Vegas, though?
She got to be down and really put in some major, because I'm not a trick daddy.
Because there's a requirement.
I'm only being fair and saying that because there's a misconception. When you a black man and you too nice, you a trick. And when you rude, you a dog. So it's like there is.
But don't they say it ain't tricking if you got it?
Well, that's for those who
It's only
it.
When you don't have it that you're a trick, because you're pulling it out from where you don't have it. But if you have it, I don't think that that's considered a trick. But that's another topic for another day, though.
Yeah, but you know what? I will safely tell you and proudly tell you, I'm not one of them cats who's going to say, I got it. I ain't messing with the millions like that. So, yeah, I need every penny, especially with this economy. So,
that's real.
But, you know, this is what a girl wants me to. She got to prove herself to me. I prove myself to her. You feel me? So, you know, it's good. It's balanced, man.
That's what
I believe in. But go ahead. What were you saying?
Hey, Vanessa, what was the good, the bad, and the ugly Valentine's experience, man?
I don't know. I can't necessarily say I had any bad ones, but what were some of the good ones, man? Let me try to. But
go on the show.
I went over to, you know, this one girl I was dating, you know what I'm saying? Valentine's Day came, I got to the house, and she just had a nice, she had a large plethora of surprises for me.
Good word, okay. Man, good word.
You got it.
I was a happy dude.
So you got some Valentine's Day love.
Yeah, a little bit of that. You know,
special
dinner.
Did you give chocolates or candy?
Huh?
Yeah. Did you give her flowers or a card or something?
Oh, of course. You know, I don't show up empty-handed, man. You know, like I said, I believe in balance. You know what I'm saying? I believe
what's
in balance.
Sign?
What's your sign?
Huh?
What are you, a Libra?
No.
Yes, probably.
My
you see, I'm a Libra.
I heard you guys talking about y'all birthdays. My birthday is on the 15th of March. Yada da.
Oh, man.
Oh, yada da.
She's
too. Closer
yada
to flush.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sea guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? I'm a
sea. Okay.
No, Brenda, see, I didn't even know that, man. I'm March 19th. And you
know
she's
y'all talking. Yeah, yeah.
She all hype now.
Oh, yada da.
Yada
da. Yada da's a Pisces. Look at that.
I think I've only dealt with one female who was a Pisces ever, personally. You know what I'm saying?
How was that? Pisces on Pisces action. How was that?
Actually,
y'all too,
you know,
emotional.
She was cool. She was just insecure because for those who don't know, I'm into the music. I'm a business person, so, you know what I mean? I do a lot of things, and I work with a lot of people, including females, and you know, she was insecure about me working in the studio with females.
Insecure Pisces? I don't think I like that.
Oh.
Josh, what do you think about that?
Yada.
Y'all gonna have me saying that for no reason. It's just gonna bust out and say it. People look at me like a nut.
It's a beautiful thing. Now, let me ask y'all where y'all at. I know where Lushy Lush from. Y'all from the DMV, too?
No, this is CJ. I'm from Jersey.
CJ?
CG.
CG. My bad.
Yeah. That's okay.
My bad.
We ain't getting mad.
That's okay.
But, you know, now I'm one of those dudes who believe in, once you get a person's name right, you know what I mean? That's a certain level of respect you show people when you can hear your name.
That is so nice.
Because I don't like people calling me, what'd you say your name was? Rhinacy? Rhinacy?
That's true, though.
You know what I'm saying? So I take it like disrespect, like you ain't even tripping off me, really. So CG, but what's the other young lady's name?
Huh? Miss Toy, this is Miss Toy. I'm out in Boston, Mass.
Okay. Boston,
way up
Mass.
Top.
Oofy, okay.
Okay. What you know about it?
To be honest, I have not made my way down to Boston, but I've been down to Jersey, and I've been down to the DMV.
Yada da.
You know, I'm trying to make my way down to Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. It's a cool city.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I know about Boston was the Celtics. You know what I'm
saying?
Wow. Celtics, Patriots. I mean, we could go on all day.
Huh?
Yeah, for real.
So what you know about Northern Cali besides yada da?
Oh, man, Northern Cali. When I was on the West Coast, I went to Santa Monica. I went to Long Beach. I touched Hollywood. I don't know how up north that is, but that's what I know about.
Well, California is a huge state.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. North, we got a whole different swag. Like, it's a trick. Cause when I go abroad, like the places like New York, DMV, and all of that, people be like, so y'all into the blood and the crap shit? I'm like, nah, we're not.
No question, baby.
See,
I'm sorry.
You got watch your mouth on the show. This is a family show.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I apologize to the people. If y'all got children listening, I do apologize. I take responsibility for my actions as a grown man. But it's a different swag up here. You know what I'm saying? There's no blood and there's no crip, and we don't do that.
And you know what, Renacy, you know I love you, but you know what? You just totally did a flip mode on the whole subject of the show. I'm a chew up.
Okay. We're going to bring it back to love, okay?
Yes.
Bring it back. So I'm from Northern Cali, right? But I love women. And I love. I love to travel and go to places. You feel me? And I love.
Are you single?
Am I single?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds personal.
Okay.
It's part of the show. What are you doing?
Huh? You say what?
You sound like you was marketing
it's part of the
yourself.
Show.
Like,
what
yeah.
are you doing?
I'm a single guy. You know what I'm saying? Single to me, single. You know what constitutes?
He's a single. He sings too.
In other words, what constitutes being not single is being married.
Wait, you sing? Can you sing us ladies a Valentine's Day song since we're yearning for that? Can you sing to us?
Who said I sing? I don't even sing.
You don't sing. I thought Lester said he's a singer.
I'm a rapper.
She said he's a what?
A rapper.
Oh,
can you rap us a song?
Can you rap a song?
Let me see.
Something with no curses.
Yes.
I got a special song I did strictly for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Called Chocolate Rain.
Okay.
Let me think of it.
Chocolate Rain. Look at the title already.
It's to all my, you know, my sisters with the melanin and stuff like that. Cause you know.
The onion with the onions.
Melanin with hue, with color.
Oh,
holla.
The onions.
I like your fellow Pisces.
We got to stay away from the onion.
Who said onions? Wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Who said onions? I need to know who said that.
Me. Emma.
So
they call it the onions because it makes you cry. Like, it's so bootylicious.
Okay.
It makes you cry, like, you know?
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Man.
You know, when I think about onion, I think about...
Yeah, that's from New York stuff, so pardon me.
Wait. How many people here? We got Lushy Lush. We got CG. I thought you said your name was Toya.
Miss Toy.
So there's four?
No, three.
Huh?
It's an MRE2K representing Philly right now. New York and Philly.
Okay. Philly
stand
up. Yeah,
there's five of them on the line, right?
Philly stand up. Yeah, I got a cuzzo who out there in...
You know, we winning everything right now over here in Philly. You know, we take it over, so. We winning everything.
Huh.
Man, go ahead and get that song and stop playing games, man.
I know.
Trying to beat around the bush.
Let me see. I can't see. Y'all put me on the spot. Come on, man.
You're an artist, baby.
Spread the love, and now I'm being put on the spot about rapping.
Yes, spread the love.
Here we go. I can't even think. I'm stuck.
This is your moment. Moment just went by. There. Your moment just went by. There. What happened?
Well, while Ren is stuck right now,
yeah,
we're going to talk about about, we're going to talk about the inexpensive ways that you can show your love to your significant other, spending
sure.
that money due to the fact that we are in a recession. But that doesn't mean that when you make a bubble bath for your girl, you mm. use dishwashing soap, okay? So
See, I like that type of stuff. I'm in the bubble bath, let her get out, dry her down, lotion her down.
You don't like palm olive.
Don't do it with dishwashing detergent either. Like.
Oh, no.
Put Downy in, palm thinking she's going to get soft and stuff.
He said, I throw some tide in the tub. You know what I'm saying?
And also, if they do go to the dollar store, make sure you read the ingredients on it because some of that bubble.
What?
Okay. Just make it.
The suds go away.
You know the pink bottle? That pink bottle of cheap. Man, listen. I forgot what it's called, that pink bottle of cheap bubble bath.
But, ew, you going to get out the bath with a rash.
Yeah, you going to be itching and stuff looking all jacked up.
I wish a nigga would.
That dollar store love. I don't need that dollar store love, man.
So, since you were stuck on a song, answer this question for me. What is the best inexpensive way to, you know, show your loved one, your significant other some love without spending that much money?
You asking me that?
Yes, sir.
What did you say? I didn't. A call was coming through.
There you go.
What it do? What it do?
How do you show your loved one some love? You know, without spending that much money. You know, since we are in a recession.
Oh man, I see this. I've really learned to really observe women, and I do know that women are into the small things. It's the time and the energy you put into the gift, not necessarily
that is
the value.
So true.
I think he's got it, ladies. I think
he's
got it.
He's got it, definitely.
I think he's got it.
Because y'all don't even be tripping. You know what I mean? If the dude got the wrong attitude and he pull up with a Benz, y'all not feeling him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he got the right attitude, he show up with a car spontaneous.
If he rolls up in a Benz, you there?
If his attitude is not right, okay, that's not. It don't apply to all. Let me tell you. Let me retract that because all there's no such thing as all. But a large majority of women I've known, if a guy's attitude is wrong, they don't trip off. What his monetary. What type of money he dealing with? They don't care. They don't mean
that. Oh, no, that's true. But I just thought, I don't know, it sounded like you said that his attitude is bad. But if he shows up in a Benz, like, with the papers, my name on it, the attitude, it's okay. Just trying me the keys.
But that's not going to mean
just trying to clear that up, right, Emma?
Yeah, but I'll drive my way deep, and I'll get in the car, and I'll drive my way to the person that can really take care of me.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
That's my point.
Problem solved.
That don't mean you're going to be dealing with a dude who treated you bad just because he gave you a Benz. So you're going to hop in the Benz and go to the dude.
Go to the,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. See,
no question
point.
About that.
The dude who bought you a car.
No doubt about that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm driving him through the 99 cent store, waiting for him outside, and giving him my card. That's what I'm doing.
I ain't mad at that.
Honestly, man, sorry to cut you off, but like I said, man, we got to stay on the subject, homie. So, like I said, man, what is the inexpensive ways that you can show your loved one, you know what I'm saying, some love without spending that much money?
Oh, I mean, I've done things like, personally, I've done like a bouquet of roses, a card, and some candy, you know what I'm saying, because that ain't too much, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know how much roses cost?
It depends on who you go through. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I'm a man with many resources. And
yeah, but look, what about what's your advice for a man who just, let's say he's got $5 in his pocket, but he wants to show his girl a good time? What's your advice for him?
I say, dude, go grab it. Spend $3.99 on a rent on a movie from Blockbuster. $1.50 of that, or $1 on some popcorn, man, and head to the house and try to make it a romantic evening, man.
Oh, that was nice. That was a good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, definitely.
Good answer, Callie. Good answer.
I try to think on my toes like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you didn't do that for the song, but let's not go there.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Cheer me on. Yeah. But no, that's what I've done. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in that situation. I'm not rich now. Like I said, I ain't. So ladies,
I'm gonna throw the question to y'all, man. What basically is the inner way? Because you know, it's different things that you can do. You know, I mean, so I'm asking you guys. You know, since all of you guys are creative in your own. I'm going to throw that to Emma because, you know, she a fellow Pisces. I'm going to throw it to Emma first.
Yeah, I got it. You throw it to me, and I got it. inexpensive. You know what? It really depends on the person you're dealing with because in order to be most effective, you have to really kind of go into what the person mostly likes. I mean, you could say massage, bubble bath, but not everybody's into that. Not every dude is really into that. So you kind of got to find, you know, the way to his heart, whether it be through food. Maybe you can just cook him a meal. Maybe it's something that he needed to get done, and you kind of do it for him. Not all dudes really like roses. Some do, some don't. So you kind of got to really know who you're dealing with. You know, to me, there was the way that I did an inexpensive Valentine that came out really nice one time was what I did was I decorated my room. I took construction paper, red construction paper, and I cut out hearts. Trust me, I sat there like 2 hours cutting these damn hearts. But I taped them to the wall. Like I taped them to the wall, and then what I did was at the end of the hearts, I had strings. And so it looked like, you know, like the balloons, like a heart-shaped balloon, but it was, like, stuck on the wall. And I did so many that it looked, you know, as soon as you come in, it's like an impact, like, oh, all right. And then I cut some hearts, and I threw them on the bed. They were, like, on the bed, on the floor. I didn't, you know, they were in rose petals. They were, again, it took me 2 hours to cut all the hearts. And then some of them were on the bed, and then I had them like a trail, like, coming out, outside, and then I had a card there. And a nice, you know, poem and romantic stuff, like, you know, open the door if you dare type thing, you know. And then I was on the other side. Hey, that's a big gift enough, just me on the other side over there, okay?
Hey,
so,
priceless, baby, priceless.
You know what I'm saying? That right there is priceless. But it only cost me 2 hours to kind of sit there and cut them hard. My fingers are a little hurting, but I'm saying it was something, it was something inexpensive, it was creative. It never, you know, like he told me that nobody ever took out the time to really, like, you know what I'm saying, like, even do that and all that. But, and then we still with them hearts, like, for a whole week, sleeping with them on the bed, because I was not cleaning up, you know what I mean? I put them, I was not going to pick it up. So, but that was, you know, that was one way that I did. Another way is to kind of, like, try to count the days. You could buy a 99 cents card. It's what you write in it, too. It's not even about the card costing 99 cents or even $5, because you can buy a $5 card and just put to and from, and it means just that, to and from. But you can have a 99 cents card and write all your emotions and your feelings in it, because I think, to me, Valentine's Day, it's about love. It's not even really about objects or the things that you can buy. It's really showing that significant person, because you're saying, be my Valentine. You're telling that person to kind of share your heart, and you want to share theirs. So it's more than just in the giving. I mean, it's always good to give. I mean, it's always good to receive. That's no question about that. But on Valentine's Day, it's an expression of the love that you have for each other. It's an expression of the heart. So when the heart speaks, it speaks either through verbal, you know, that you can actually express that person how you feel, or you write it down, you know. So I think that, you know, just those, they're very inexpensive ways, just sitting down, actually writing a card, even making one. you know, getting rid of stickers and just even just making it. It's just the time that you put into it. You put in these gifts. Because I can go in 2.2 seconds and buy all this and all that, and that meant nothing. I went to the store and I purchased it. But I sat and for 2 hours cutting hearts. That meant more than me going out there and actually really purchasing something.
Right.
So again, it all depends who you're dealing with and what type of person they are. Because there's some people that really don't care that you sat there 2 hours. They still want that. Can I get that cologne that I asked for? Like,
no.
You know what I'm saying? But there's those that will actually like, wow, like you took out that time and you did that for me. Like, that was nice. So it all depends on who you're dealing with, really. Well, it depends who you're dealing with.
That's the truth right there, man. You heard it first from your girl, you know, E2K Magazine, Emma,
yeah.
E2K Pisces, the 19th, February.
Yeah.
You know
the voice of the ladies.
So come on. Are we going around the clock? Come on.
It's
on y'all. I want to hear the other two perspectives.
Excuse me. We're waiting for Lush, the host, to say who's next. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's follow rules here.
I just came in just took
Lush.
Miss Toy, we're going to throw Miss Toy right there to go ahead and tell us an inexpensive way to show your love, girl.
Break it down.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Well, I know I said it before, and I'm going to keep on saying it again, creativity is key. So for all you fellas that are out there and you're like, man, my pockets are tight, I just paid my phone bill, I'm not really working with too much, think about your significant other. Think about what she likes. And in some case, think about what he likes. But you already know. I mean, like, if your woman likes candles, I mean, how romantic is it if you, for a change, on the flip side of the coin, make her dinner and put candles everywhere and put on some nice music and maybe really give her a hot oil massage or, you know, run her a bubble bath. I mean, bring her some flowers. If she likes perfume, I mean, that's great too. I mean, small bottle of perfume. But, I mean, it's really about your sentiment. You know, write a love letter. Like, if you're not that type of romantic dude, play it off. Go online, Google love letters, and copy it. But do something. Don't come with no lame excuse.
I didn't have no money.
I ain't no romantic cat. You know what I'm saying? You know I don't do all that boo, but I'm saying,
man.
I got you some flowers. What?
Oh, yeah, you're too
you're
hard
fired.
To be soft.
Yeah, you fired. Like, you fired, my man. Like, me personally, I like the little things, like a homie, yada da. I can't even remember your name, my dude. I'm sorry. I just called you yada da. Because I didn't understand.
Okay.
Can you tell me again, please?
Wow.
He's all hurt.
N-N-E-S-S-Y. We just had that conversation about name remembering and stuff like that.
I don't want to mispronounce it.
Come on. Renesy. Yeah.
He's mentioned, you know, is that ladies like the small things. I'm one of those type of women. I like the small things. So.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I thought we lost for a minute.
Yeah, I did. I was lost in the cyber sauce.
Went to a twilight zone.
That was scary. But no, I was just saying, just for me personally, you know, I would love it if my man wrote me like a sweet poem or took me someplace that I've been talking about I want to go or a show. And if he can't even do all that, I'm not going to trip. But he better do something that he knows I like.
Can he wash the dishes? Right, wash the dishes,
wash
the
tub. Hey, you can do something.
Be creative, like, look, babe, we're gonna go get online and look at the places that you wanna go on it.
Uh-huh. I'm like, and I'm gonna bring you to the door so you can look your way out.
Fiber stopping, baby. Queens to make a pretty, look at that.
Don't play with me. Look, he's a DJ, so he could give me a special dedication at the club that he promotes. And I'll be lady of the evening, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Mm. We're going to throw that to Miss Felicia, man. Felicia, man, tell us what in a special way, you know, to throw it down for your significant.
Well, me personally, I'm a romantic, so I'd probably write him like a love letter or like, you know, burn his favorite love songs on a CD and give it to him or something, like, you know, something creative.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe buy tickets to like a, you know, a game if he likes basketball and put it in a card. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Girl, I didn't know what you said. Burn his face.
She said, I kind of thought she was going there too. I was like, what?
Like his favorite love songs or something like that. Or, you know.
She said burn his favorite songs on a CD, not burn his face.
Don't she crazy?
I might burn his face. No, I'm kidding. But I'm a romantic. I don't know. Like, I love to cook. I mean, I'll cook. Bottle of wine, some kush, you know. Like, just
kush?
The family show, family show.
Sabree, Miss Sabree. Oh, you know, Mama Miss Toy. I'm about to go, girl.
No, we get
Mama Toy about to get at you, girl.
In good food and watching TV and cuddling, you know.
Yeah.
That's an expensive.
I think that's
good, right? Listeners, man, that was a cushion. A pillow cushion.
A good cushion.
Glamour, some nice cushion.
Cushion for pillows, okay? Okay. But Felicia, man, that's the right thing to do. Man, a bottle of wine, you never go wrong with that, and some homemade cooking. Man, as long as you don't burn the stove. You know what I'm saying?
It's the winter months. Valentine's Day over here on the East Coast. It's cold. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's like cold. You don't be in the house.
That windshield factor ain't no joke out here right now.
Nothing nice.
Sure ain't.
Not for the hair. It ain't nice for the hair, I tell you.
It ain't nice for the hair at all. It almost had me on my bottle.
It's crazy because, like, Valentine's Day, all the restaurants be on the wait. Like, seriously, I don't want to go out to eat on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right?
Who wants to wait 2 hours to just get fat? Like, I don't. I'd rather be in the house cooking or to take out.
Friends.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, for tonight, my man is actually hosting a night here. Anybody in the Boston area, gonna head out to 33 Lounge. He's hosting a night, and he themed it, put a ring on it, so all the single ladies.
Oh, that's
come on
hot.
Out.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's hot. I wish I could get out there.
Yeah,
can you take some pictures of the Ezra Bridgeable ones and then send it to me?
Yeah.
Email me some pictures.
I got you, babe.
We're looking at
it. Add me to the list.
Oh, I got you. If you for real, I got you.
That's what's up. Real talk. Y'all, Valentine's Day party going down on the 13th, too. So y'all check that out. You know, it's on the internet. Google it. And, Miss CG, man, you know, what is an inexpensive way? You know, you talked about a couple of things, man. You know, last time when we had a show and we were talking about, you know, Christmas and stuff, inexpensive ways, and you talked about one key thing. I want you to touch on that, CG.
One time I was broke, I didn't have no money, and I still wanted to do something nice for my man, so what I did was I made a menu, and you can either make it based off of his favorite dinner or based off of what you have in your freezer, you know. But what I did was I was on my work computer, and I wrote out a menu and did it nice and, like, calligraphy and everything and named the name of the restaurant was my name, and then it had the main course, and it had a list of beverages at the bottom. And it had the dessert was me, which was Chocolate Surprise. And I made the menu. I made two copies, and I got it laminated. So, you know, if you flipped it back and forth, it was the same menu on both sides. And I invited him over, and, you know, I had candles around because, like I said, I didn't have any money. So I cooked the dinner, whatever I had on the menu, I cooked it. And when I invited him over, I dressed up for him as well. So when he came, this is when your acting skills come in. You know, I was so corny, though. I was trying to act like, you know, like somebody foreign and like I was a waitress. And I served them. So that's what I did. I served them. And you could serve your man in something sexy. If you just walk around in a little thong or whatever, just serve them. And my husband, we had a really nice.
He ain't going to be thinking
man,
about no food.
Man.
We had a really nice night that night. Yeah, that
I
was
bet
good. He loved it. He loved it because he's like, you know, wow, it was so different. And another thing my sister did, her husband loved White Castle. So So what she did was she went to the local White Castle around them and asked them if she could reserve one of their tables and brought him there. She put a vase on the table with flowers in it and brought him there, and like they had a little dinner, and he was so happy.
Yeah,
right, but that goes down to history.
That was
so cute.
Yeah, she reserved the table at White Castle, and he was hyped too. You know, like with me, if somebody will take me to like this real crazy expensive restaurant, somebody took me out one time to this restaurant, and I mean, the salad, I ordered a salad, they brought out this plate, and it had leaves on it with like oil dripped on top of it, and I'm like, what's this? I want a cheesesteak. That's what I want. You know, so
like
you want what you want, you know. So, I mean, sometimes we try to do everything based on monetary, but it's really like, you know, like everybody said, it's really you got to find out what the person likes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even the day that I did that for him, I did my hair the way that he loves it the most, you know, cooked his favorite dinner, and it didn't cost me anything. I printed it on my work computer. Yeah.
That was nice.
Zero dollars.
That's what it comes down to, you know what I'm saying? Because the point blank is that we trying not to spend that much money because we're in a recession. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we can't spend money on our fellow loved ones, but you know what? Hey, we in a recession, and that's point blank. And we're gonna bring the caller 718. You've been staying on there patient, man. Basically, what is the inexpensive way that you would show love to your significant other?
It's me. You can hear me?
Yeah, you can hear. You're on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
I'm on.
Come on in, bro.
Oh, what's up? What's up? This is the CEO of the Av Records, man. What's popping?
How you doing?
How's everything?
CEO, so I know you do it big for Valentine's Day.
We ain't. That's just a title. That's a paper title right now. I'm still on the budget. You know what I'm saying?
After the interview, it's Renacy.
When we get that big check, then I could, you know, wild out and all that. But
yeah,
what I'm gonna do is drive all the way to Canada to see my baby.
Oh.
You know.
And
I'm having a baby right now with her. So she sent me a list of food that she wanted me to bring from over here. So I'm taking that to her at the same time.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Oh, we got to give you a
congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Congrats.
So,
man, that's a blessing, man.
You guys,
yeah,
that's a lot of good ideas that you guys are saying there, man. I'm listening on, and I'm like, I wanted to talk. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm texting Emma like, yo, why you tell me to call? I can't talk. What's going on? But that's what's up, man. I appreciate the movement that you guys are doing. And you know, Emma, I'm always supporting her and her movement, you know, and we all got to stick together, you know what I'm saying? It might not take money. Like me and her, we believe in that. It doesn't take money to give back no matter what in any situation, whether it be Valentine's, whether it be we do our gift thanks dinner every year, whether it be a Christmas Kringle drive or coat drive, whatever, it doesn't give much. You know, it doesn't take much to give back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Thank you, hermanito.
You're welcome. So I got to get back. We're building our studio over here, the Av Records, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for 950 plus Mirror Image Music coming soon. You know, I got to throw my plug in, right?
Plug it. Go ahead.
So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. If y'all, anybody that's on, need anything from us on this side, just holler, man. It's all good.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Love you.
Happy Valentine's. Make sure y'all get it. The gifts are one thing, but y'all better make sure y'all get it cracking in that bed, yo.
Yes.
I was trying to keep it PG. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, we wouldn't be called a queen for nothing, okay? We have queen titles here. All right?
Y'all crazy, man. Remember. This is a family audience.
Right. We're queens.
Yeah.
Get it cracking.
You say you're queen?
Yada.
Basically, man, people, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't take much to basically, you know, your significant other some love. You know, whether it's, you know, doing a bubble bath, you know, cooking them a meal. Maybe you never cooked in your life. Maybe you can order it out and fake like you did cook it. You know? But it's that matters. You dress it up and make it, you know, the fact that you took time to do something for your significant other is the biggest thing. Hey, maybe you never wore lingerie for him. Go grab you some and just do it for him that day. Put on some bad heels, you know, do your hair up. You know, maybe you ain't never put on makeup for him. Put it on, you know. Maybe go to the photographer and take a hot shoot just for him, you know, and do that, you know. Or, you know, get the candles together, you know. You know, I'm a masseuse. I like giving massages. So, you know, maybe, you know, you might make a little card and say, here, this is your IOU, you know what I'm saying, for your massage. And you come in dressed out like a royal masseuse, give them a nice sensual massage with some exotic oils. And you know what? Take it from there. Make them something, you know. Just put your little pizzazz in it. And maybe, hey, you can, you know, create little gifts, you know, by basically putting different things together like Emma did with cutting out the cardboard.
2 hours.
You know, making the flowers. You know, be creative. And if you don't know how to create things, go online. They show different projects that you can make creative if you don't have money in your pocket.
Yeah, you too.
So,
You know, there's a website that you can go to that I ran across, and it was interesting. What you can do is you can actually order, like, your undergarments, like your T-shirts or panties or boxers, and you can have someone's name put on them.
Oh, man, can you tell me that now? It's too late.
So you could actually, I got to find, I'll send the email. I'll send you guys the link to it. But imagine somebody's ego. Or you could just go to the craft store and buy those iron-on letters and iron them on your name, you know, yourself.
Yeah, you're like property of whomever, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I like that idea, yeah.
Oh, for so-and-so eyes only. Ooh, you could even do it with a marker. Hey, listen. That's
hard.
That's
getting hurt. Oh, that's
getting hard.
That's
getting
hard.
Wow.
That's
hard. Write his name on your flesh. Yeah.
Or, yeah, listen, get him to
sign. But after that, you're not wearing it again. So it's going to the garbage regardless. So, yeah.
Or get him to sign. Get him to put his signature there. If you let him
put
sign.
Put an arrow. Break at your own wrist. Like, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Yo.
Write your name. Yes.
Yes.
Say my name.
Oriented show.
Listen, I am over here like, wow.
So basically, we had our laughs and jokes, you know, in the beginning of the show, man. Well, you know, we got to go pay our bills real quick. So, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Stay on the line with us, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about your man, Chris Brown. And
oh, my God.
Buzz that's going on. We're going to make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. What you think about this situation? What is your verdict? But we about to go to a quick commercial, and you know who commercial I gotta play? E2K magazine.
It's your girl Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
That mean pick up E2K magazine. That don't mean think about it. That mean go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, you know, we still got to pay some more bills because, you know, I got a lot of people, you know, calling me, telling me that I got to pay my bills, so I got to get my commercial on. Just get it.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
For all the y'all that want professional commercials, your man Renacy, who is live on the show with us tonight, you know, that blessed us. You know, he did that commercial for me, man. He's a hot tamale. You know what I'm saying? So he gave me that one right there. So shout out to my man Renacy. Now, we was talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we talked about inexpensive ways to basically, you know, show your love. You know, so, and we, you know, threw a little commercials in there. But basically, man, now we're talking about Chris Brown and Rihanna, man. This buzz has been going on. Everybody, we're opening up all the lines, and we're calling, asking callers to call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? This is a serious subject. We just talked about battered women, and we had a young lady named Donna Savage that has a book, Blood, Sweat, and Tears of Domestic Violence. And, you know, go to www.myspace.com/DM Savage. Her book is hot, it's beautiful. It'll make you cry. You can check out the excerpts of our interview that we did with her. We're going to open up the lines. Basically, Chris Brown and Rihanna, ladies, man, what's going on? There has been allegedly said that, allegedly, we're not saying that it was said, but allegedly they said that Chris Brown assaulted Rihanna, and basically she has bruises, and she called 911. Now he's basically turned himself in, facing Fed charges. Now he has a criminal record. He bailed himself. He's out on bail now. Lost a couple of endorsements due to the fact of these speculations. But what I'm saying is, where are the pictures? Where's the actual proof? And then at the same time, they are totally destroying this young man's image, and he's only 19 years old. What is the verdict? How do the people feel? But you know what? They're basically turning him down and discrediting him, but at the same time, did they do that to R. Kelly? Let's take it to the ladies and take it to the callers. CG. Tell us how you feel, and give us some of those facts and those updates on the Chris Brown and Rihanna situation.
When I heard it, I really did not know it was going to turn into something as big as it did. But, I mean, it's a sad story either way. If she was, you know, beat up the way they said she was, then it's definitely not good. You know, I remember I actually saw the episode with Chris Brown when he was on Tyra Banks speaking about how he saw his mother, yeah, being beat. Did any of you other ladies see that show?
Yeah,
you know, he spoke about how he would never put his hands on another woman because he wouldn't want to put a woman through what he saw his mother go through. So, I mean, if he did attack Rihanna the way they said that he did, then, you know, that's definitely not good. But if it didn't go down that way, there's really no redeeming for this young man because his image is tarnished. You know, we don't know. Sometimes as women, you know, we go after our boyfriends and, you know, jump in their face or hit them and, you know, knowing that they'll never react. It could have been the one time where he reacted. We don't know. We weren't there. But I did want to say the statement that Jay-Z released. Did any of the other ladies hear it, the statement from Jay-Z?
No. What did he say?
They spoke on the radio out here. He released a statement, and it said that Chris Brown is messing with the wrong crew, and he's a walking dead man.
Jay-Z just go somewhere.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I said it. When I heard it.
He said that?
Yes, I couldn't believe it when they said
he's
on the radio.
He's wilding out. I can't even believe he's just coming out with something. He's crazy.
That's kind of self-incriminating,
right there. He just went Brooklyn on. He just went Brooklyn all of a sudden because he was a businessman and he just went Brooklyn with that.
Yeah, how did
for real?
You're threatening this kid? Because I mean, people are forgetting that Chris Brown is 19 years old.
Yeah.
Did Jay-Z actually say that, or did his publicist say, like, he said it?
What they said on the radio, Emma, you know, out here in Philly, Pooch Man, what they did was they released that Jay-Z released a statement. They never said how it was released, but they said he officially released
it.
A statement. Yeah, I'm hoping that it's not true.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not true, too. But then again, Jay-Z, before with the Obama thing, him and Young Jeezy were acting a fool, too, with that.
Yeah.
Saying some statements they shouldn't have said, and he said it, so I don't know. It's not far-fetched that he would say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not, though, but it's not far-fetched that he would.
Well, we pray to God that he didn't make a statement like that, because that's totally, like, out of his demeanor. If you're portraying to be a corporate America gentleman now, come on.
You were just rallying for Obama. Now you're talking about somebody's
I'm out of country right there, man. So CG, what's your verdict on? Should they desecrate this young man? Should they sit there and destroy his image? Because apparently radio stations are stopping playing his music.
Yeah, I think
allegations.
I mean, I think that there hasn't been a definite answer on what actually happened. Neither of them are talking. The pictures haven't been released. Of course, they might not be released because they're going to be confidential evidence. But at the same token, we don't know what happened, and it's not fair to take a side right now. It's just not fair to take a side right now. We don't know. And I think the radio, they're really making it. The radio and the TV, they're making it way worse, If these people could just deal with this in their own privacy, then that would be one thing. But they are blowing it up to the point where, I mean, it's detrimental to him. Two of his ads have dropped, the Got Milk. The other one was suspended.
And the Wrigley's.
Yeah, the
Wrigley's.
Suspended.
Yeah, radio they pulled them out.
Yeah, radio stations are not playing his songs anymore. It's crazy. I mean, I can't say what happened because I wasn't there. But either way, I just say it's a sad story.
That's crazy. Now, Felicia, since you're in media, so how do you think about it? Should he be desecrated? Should he be massacred in the limelight when the same person was doing run it, and I Need You Boo and all this, and everybody was loving the boy next door that wouldn't touch nobody, wouldn't hit nobody, innocent, but now he's tarnished. Speak on it, lady. Speak on it, queen.
I mean, I feel like it's not fair that he lost, those endorsements so quickly without there being a verdict. You know what I mean? It's like they already proved him guilty before, but it's the fact that he was arrested on making a criminal threat. So automatically those allegations.
Police contact. He had police contact. That's all it took.
It ruins your image automatically because now you're not the boy next door. You're not a role model for young boys anymore when you get a charge like that. But, I mean, I don't have no comment because, honestly, Chris Brown is 19. When I was 19, I was in a situation, domestic disputes. Things happen, and honestly, the way they were running around together, like, it was like they didn't breathe. They didn't give each other no space. Like, they should have, if they really honestly should have kept their relationship out of the limelight, but it was like Rihanna loves photo ops, like, you know what I mean? Like, just everywhere they're photoed together. And I just think if they would have took some time out, then they would have never blown up this way. But, I mean, I heard those speculations. Obviously, you guys heard the herpes. She gave him herpes. He beat her up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe that. I think they're just saying that because of the cold sore that was on her lip. But then I was on World Star Hip Hop. And people from Atlanta was like, talking about T.I. gave Rihanna herpes, and then that's how, and they were like, it's true, and I'm like, oh, there's so much rumors, like,
wow.
I don't know. I think it's a sad story, but I just think they should have never had their relationship in the limelight like that. I think they should have took some time apart, but they wanted to go on tour together, they wanted to stay glued together, and it just backfired, because they're too young for that seriousness. Rihanna, she's young. She should be focused on her career, not focused on being in love so hard at a young age. You know what I'm saying? It's just girls get caught up. But I don't know. I think it was just a domestic dispute. I hope neither of them press charges and they just move on with their lives. You know?
She did press charges. That's why he got. That's why he had to turn himself in, though. Her doing that automatically.
She didn't press no charges. She just.
Yeah, but listen, we've been talking about domestic violence and a situation that happens for a while, so we know what happens with that. Once she called 911, and she made the statement saying that he hit her and whatever this and that, that's a wrap for him.
Because
even
though,
if she changes
she
her mind. Even if she changes her mind and says, I don't want to press charges, automatically the state picks that up because of all the domestic violence that's been going on with the women.
Yeah, but there's speculation that she didn't call 911. There's about every – I look on the Internet every day. There was a different story every single day.
Yes.
When some people say that there was a bystander. Rihanna didn't call the cops. He bounced. They saw them arguing. The bystander called the cops. Then she faked playing that she called the cops, and that's what sparked it. Like, there's so much stories. We don't know what happened. I'm not even buying into that because everybody, you know, we're all in the industry. It's one thing behind the scenes, and then it's one thing when the media blows it up. Like, they're blowing it up. I mean, but they are number one pop stars, so that's the territory.
You know what happened? They should have took control of that. They should have took control of that and just came out and said what it was, and there wouldn't be this media frenzy. Nobody know what happens is since nobody knows, people start investing.
Yeah, with YouTube
things.
And stuff, Rihanna could post a YouTube. This is what happened.
Exactly. And that's it.
Honestly, Chris Brown is a Taurus, and my ex was a Taurus, the one that I was in domestic dispute. So right there, I see similar. They got anger management. Like, I believe that Chris does have anger management.
He's seen violence in his home. He's seen his mother get beat up.
I honestly do believe that he did punch her. Like, and that's wrong. Like, you don't do that.
But remember, ladies, due to the fact that they did make statements, due to the fact that they said that he was in an abusive, household when he was younger, the statistics says that when there's a child growing up in that, there's a liability that child will grow up either being some type of controlling or abusive or have traits of it, even though we look at him as very innocent. But, we're not going to sit here and say that he did or he did not. We don't know the truth about it,
Yeah.
We ask you the question, should he be massacred like he's getting massacred or what?
I think so, just for the simple fact that she didn't go to the Grammys. Like, okay, if it was a little altercation and her face was fine, she probably wouldn't have went to the Grammys. That's your engagement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Chris couldn't go. He got arrested. But if Rihanna wasn't banged
no,
up.
No, he didn't get arrested. He turned himself in later on that night.
Him.
Yeah, he could have still went to the Grammys.
She didn't even go to the Grammys. Like,
she definitely.
But maybe she didn't go to the Grammys because of her image. Chris wasn't going to be there. Maybe her face is not really what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
They said she definitely did check into the hospital, and she definitely did have what they considered two contusions on her head and a busted lip. They said that's definite. Like, she definitely was checked to the hospital.
Wow.
Chris Brown done messed up. That's what I'm saying. In this industry, everybody take notes. All it takes is one bad decision. One bad decision in your whole career is done.
And, his stepdad, actually, I didn't get a chance to hear it because I was walking into work, but they said they were going to play an interview. His stepdad, the one that he watched, not his stepdad, was it him? Whoever he watched beat his mother, has come out to the media and started releasing statements. I didn't get a chance to hear what he said.
Yeah, he's saying that they were arguing a lot, but he never physically
hit her.
Like, he never physically.
I don't believe that.
You know, we're going to open it up to the callers and see what the callers think about this. Caller, Joe, what's up, boo-boo? What do you think about the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna situation? Should he get massacred? Should he be slain? Should the radio stations really stop playing his music? What's your verdict? Joe?
Oh, sorry. About whether or not Chris Chris Brown should be massacred. Well, personally, I don't really think he should be massacred. I think there's been too many massacres in the past till now, so I don't really think he should be massacred. But he should be sent, like Rihanna and him, like Rihanna's song should be sent to rehab.
That's Amy Winehouse.
I agree.
Yeah,
she's better taken to rehab.
No, she's not rehab. That's Amy Winehouse, right?
Yeah.
No,
Rihanna, too, got a rehab.
She does. Oh, yeah, with Justin Timberlake.
She has the other crazy song.
Baby, you're my disease.
Oh, I love
but
that
song. I don't think they should be massacred. That's not what I feel. Because, like I said, been too many massacres and the past to now, especially after the St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Okay.
All right. Joe, we love you, boo-boo, man. Hang on the line
okay.
with us.
Love you too. I will.
Okay.
I just think it's really odd. The whole world was in love with these two as a couple, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, we all love them. They were just like, wow, are they really living like this, traveling? They look good. They're successful. And really and truly, it's not all pretty on the inside. Like, that's what everybody needs. It's not, the grass is not green on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Okay. That's crazy. We would have never thought in a million years.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in another caller, 718. You're live in the building with the Queens, man. What do you think?
Yes, yes. This is DJ D. We in the building. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hold on. Let me put my government gum out before I talk. Hold on. I'll just say it. See,
oh, my God.
What, the only reason I'm mad at Chris Brown, because we keep saying what the media is doing to Chris Brown, but what did Chris Brown do to himself? You know, I mean, everybody know that Rihanna was pregnant because you looked at her forehead. She's been carrying that baby in her forehead for a long time.
Mm.
And it ain't right for him to hit a woman that's pregnant. Look at her forehead. Her forehead been pregnant. She ain't dropped that baby yet. Chris, I mean, he got bite marks. I'm just keeping it real, y'all. I mean, these young people having rough sex. I mean, he biting her on her arm. He choking her out. She was screaming. Somebody called 911. Maybe she liked it. I don't know, but you know, it's crazy. I mean, I think he's doing it to himself to answer your question. I'm saying, what the media doing? What is Chris doing to himself? Look how he do all them dance moves with his hands and stuff. He be beating on women. I'm just saying. I just got questions, you know. So that's my opinion that, you know, we say, what is the media doing to Chris? What is Chris doing to himself? I mean, you know, even if it was a car crash that made her face all like that, I mean, displaying them bite marks on her fingers and her arm. Did the pillows that came out push his face into her arms and her fingers? Did he get hungry because the ambulance took too long to get in the black neighborhood? I just got questions. I mean, don't he got something to do with this? I mean,
wait, stop,
I got questions.
Look,
I got
stop.
Questions.
Look,
I got questions.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he's been trying to break up with her. Like, her publicist was like one time in December, oh, how's you and Chris? We broke up again. Like, supposedly, they've been breaking up. It just seems like, did you guys see the photo after the pre-Grammy show when they was at the gas station? Chris was pumping gas.
Yeah, I seen that.
The front seat. Like, they look good. They look like they was about to go back to the hotel. I believe the whole text message, she wilded out. He was like, you know what? And then they just started, you know, normal fight. Jealousy, you fight, you see a text message, oh, you cheating on me, blah, blah, blah. And then he
and who knows that she's the one that threw the first blow. She probably threw the first blow and caught him.
So I'm not saying that it's okay for him to hit her even if she threw the first blow.
No, it's not okay. I'm just saying different scenarios that could have happened. I'm never condoning that's right. But in a situation like that, whether it's right or wrong, it's just reaction, especially given his background. You know, he's seen it.
Your man choked you out. He said, "Baby, my back. I was raised like that. I'm sorry. I choked you out when you said that word. I mean, when you said I was just like my father, and I choked you out. I had a moment."
It could happen. It's not to say that I was right, but it's to say that that's how exactly how it happens.
Right.
It exactly happens that way. You know,
like,
and we have to recognize as women and as young ladies, when we're dealing with a gentleman or a young man or whatever that has problems, you know, we have to know how to approach them, too. We can't just think, oh, wait, you're not supposed to hit us. Bah, here you go, here's a slap. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you got to look at the ways. They say he took her out and then he fled the scene because he probably thought she was dead. I mean, he fled the scene.
Yeah, cause, no, he fled because he knew he was in trouble. That's why he fled.
And
that's, wow. Now, if it was a car accident,
he
wouldn't have ran.
He was not banged up. I saw her get impounded, and I saw the pictures. There was no car accident.
Hey. That was no Photoshop? You know, a lot of people have been putting some Photoshop that this is what she's going to look like when they release the pictures.
Like you said, there's one file. There haven't been no copies made. We're not going to get to see that no time soon.
We're gonna bring in some more callers, man, because this is a deep issue right here, man. Domestic violence amongst teens. Did he do it? Did he don't? We don't know. We're gonna pick up the phone and ask Renacy. What's up, Renacy? How you feel about the situation, player?
I mean, I can only give my perspective how I feel right now, given the evidence that's out on the table right now. For one, I don't support beating on women. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that myself either. However, you know, like somebody made a good point, you know, because from every action is a reaction, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think this man is just going to wild out and just go bad on her for nothing. You know what I mean? Who knows what went on behind the scenes? However, I think they are making the dude a monster. I mean, when I look at him, I mean, you know, it ain't no offense, you know what I'm saying, to Chris Brown, but physically he don't look like he capable of doing stuff, something like that, and leaving her with two contusions. That's a little far-fetched. And then, you know, I question, you know, if you fled the scene, how'd you get away, dude? Y'all was in one vehicle. So it's like, man, you know, it's a lot of loopholes and a lot of areas in there that's just questionable for me.
He might have blacked out and just went wild on her.
But how did this dude get away? How'd he get away in one car? How'd he get away?
There was other cars following them. They never alone. They're never alone.
Because his boys made up that story, supposedly, a media takeout. But like I said, there's about 20 stories about what happened, so who knows.
They're never alone. There's always security and entourage. They are never alone.
Yeah.
So if there's always security, dude, how did he manage to put his hands on
him? He pays the security.
But alone, right? I don't even know if they're on the same label. I don't follow their careers like that. But I'm assuming they on different labels. They got different security. They got different management. So, you know, and that's, to me, I mean, by me being sort of in the industry, I know some of these things because I got a lot of, you know, major cats as friends. You know what I'm saying? And the label provide a lot of things for you, including security. And that, for them,
it did seem like they was rolling alone.
Rihanna, she's basically for that major label. So they gonna watch over their investment. You're not going to let nothing happen to your investment. So my whole thing is like, dang, where was your security at, man? I'm not saying he didn't do it. I ain't trying to say he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't in the car with him either. So
it's a skeptical situation, and we got to question a lot of things. On that note, we're going to bring in one more caller. 404, man, what's your verdict, man? Should he get slain or what, man? What's going on, 404?
I just think that, I don't know what to think. they said she gave him herpes, so.
Who can confirm that? Nobody can confirm
that. Exactly, we need
health records. Well, I mean, if she really did give him herpes, though, I don't know. I mean, most niggas I know would have went crazy on her, too, if she really did do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but see, this is the thing, people. All the callers listening in, okay? I love all my people and everything, but we as African-American people, okay, we as Hispanics, we as different races, why is it that our own people wanted to capitalize on this situation so fast when this was the boy next door that everybody loved and supported And now we degrade and we slay this gentleman, okay? And yet you got your man Puff Daddy on Hollywood Access coming out making statements. Why are you making statements?
Oh, what did he say?
I'm not going to sit here and quote, but if you guys go and reach on Hollywood Access, he did come on making statements. But I'm just asking, why are people making statements when you didn't hear from the goat's mouth?
But you know what that's about, right? Any other celebrity who speak on it, what it's about is they trying to get some more that, and that's for any artist, man. They trying to step in the limelight again. They want some attention on them, so he can stir up a little more controversy, sort of be put on him. So now, like right now, he's in this conversation. That's more props for P. Diddy. You did.
I just think that their people, Rihanna's people and Chris Brown's people, should have took in charge of and controlled it. Took charge and actually made their statements or whatever it was. Both Chris, both Rihanna, look, this is what happened, and took control of it, and that's it. So now people can only talk about what they have said, as opposed to, you know, there's 15 things going on and nobody knows what. You know what I mean? So I don't know, for them having so much money and being at the point in their career that they are, that means they have good people behind them managing them and doing publicity for them. And they failed them now. At this moment, the publicity people that are getting paid so much money for them, they failed. They failed. They did not do their job. They were supposed to come out and make that statement and nip that in the butt early.
Of what
look, this is what's going on, whatever, and then let people talk about what the statement that they've made, what it is, whatever it is. He got arrested. He assaulted her, whatever. Okay, then that's what people are going to talk about. But now, since nobody knows nothing, it's just like when you look in the dark. Until you don't want to adjust your eyes, everything looks funny. There's people, it looks like a man standing there, or a horse, or whatever. You don't know. So you're just talking, you know, everybody's just speculating. But I think their people definitely failed them on this one. They dropped the ball. They should have just, as soon as that happened, they should have made the statement, this is what it is. They had an altercation between them. It's personal between them, and that's that.
But you know, at a time like that, you have to y'all have to agree. If he didn't do anything, they would have been released the statement. This is untrue. I'm sure his attorneys and everybody is saying that they can't talk about it. He's tell him
that's
to speak.
They still dropped the ball on them. On both of them. They dropped the ball on both of them.
If nothing happens,
and if it happened, beat it to the media punch. Even if it happened, beat it to the media punch. This is what happened, this and that, and that's that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like it's not going to come out to light. It's not. It was a 911 call. That means there are records. She went to the hospital, so there's records. You know, that all that eventually is going to come to light. You can't hide those type of things.
Exactly. But where are the pictures? Has anybody seen some legit, clear pictures of this? All of these bruises?
No, but this is what I'm saying. That's what
that
people dropped the ball. They should. Their people dropped the ball. If she didn't have none on her face, automatically just let her speak. Like, this is what happened. Whatever, we had an argument. It got crazy. People thought something else. But at least people get to see. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with her, or whatever. You know.
But this is the situation now. Now you got a young gentleman that was at the highlight of his career, and his main fan base is females.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing you can be as a man is be a molester, a woman beater, you know what I'm saying? And point blank, basically his career is detrimental now. And you got, what I don't understand, I'm really mad at these radio stations. What does that have to do with you playing his music? You guys were playing R. Kelly's music when he was doing all this crazy stuff with little girls.
Yeah, you're right. And they play Michael Jackson's movement even after the little boy, after he paid $40 million. So.
Yeah, and I mean they'll play they'll give a credit to Rick James and Ike in a second. You know, they'll play Brian McKnight's music, and how long was he being his wife?
Oh, best believe this is gonna pass to Chris Brown.
Yeah,
it's gonna pass. No matter the severity, he's still gonna get a groupie. He's gonna get an ex-girlfriend, and he's gonna make more music.
God,
and now what happens, you know what happens is that now he just grew up. He's no more the little boy next door. He's now, you know, a grown man. That squeaky clean thing, that's it. He's no longer squeaky clean. He's, you know, that's it. Now he's got to go and just rock with the rappers now. because, you know,
but this boy,
that's
this
how
young,
they'll make music now, just doing some chorus or something.
This young gentleman now is facing federal charges, man. Federal charges, okay? Even if he got out of the limelight and he went to be a civilian, it's impossible for him to get a job now that he has a federal charge. So now
yeah, he better invested that money wisely or his mother.
This young boy's career is basically in shambles. Radio stations is saying that they're already doing it. Stop playing his music. He lost 2 endorsements. Fan base is getting weary. But yet, a couple of days ago, he was the highlight of everything. The boy next. But yet, all of our people are sitting here, and all these pop-poppers are basically into this negativity. Why do they stay proven until, I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty? Where are the pictures? Did they come out their mouth and say that this happened?
But they're saying Rihanna
why didn't in the
scuffle too. So you know what? If Chris did damage and she was hitting on him, I mean, he can press charges on her. You know what I'm saying? It's a domestic dispute. But the thing is that I was reading that it can't be domestic because they don't have a child. They're not married. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend. So it's just assault. If he assaulted her and she assaulted him, I'm telling you, I have a feeling that the case is going to go out the window because I was reading that the case is either going to go out the window or he's going to get charged with
assault. But how did the feds get involved in this? I don't understand.
I didn't hear nothing about no feds.
How is that a federal case?
I didn't hear nothing about feds. Either he's going to get charged with battery, the criminal threat, and that's it, either or. It's
but
not no domestic because they're not married and they don't have a kid.
That's not a federal case, though.
It wasn't, to me, I don't feel that it was a federal case, but they were making statements, basically, that he's facing the federal, and I was like, that's question, why is he facing federal charge for assault?
I don't know.
When did the police come to the picture when apparently he fled it and didn't make sense to me? How did he flood? Was he running that fast? This is Chris Brown we talking about. Where could he
run? Have you seen his videos? He could run fast.
Run
he could run fast. You seen his videos? He flies and everything in the air.
Crazy. Dean, we still got Dean on the line. Dean, Dean, man, what's the dealio, man? I mean, it don't make sense, man.
My thing was, I'm listening to everybody saying he don't look like that. What does an abuser look like? What does a serial killer look like?
Absolutely.
What does, you know what I mean? So you can't go by how these people look anymore. I mean, they could be school teachers. They could be priests and police officers. I mean, they don't have
absolutely.
What this thing teaches us is that violence doesn't have a certain look. They could be, like, right next door to you. They could be your pastor. And we've seen that with Bishop Weeks and Juanita Bynum not too long ago. So you know, domestic, it doesn't have a face. You know, what we think it is, we say, like, well, he looks innocent or he looks safe, and you find out he raped and killed somebody. Or he went sodomized or whatever. It does not have a face. So if anything, that's what this is. That would be a cautionary tale to us. You know, you never can go by, you know, what a person looks like to say, well, he looks like he's innocent or he looks like, because obviously, you know, Chris has some problems. I mean, you know, and hold on, let me spit this gum out again. I mean, but like I said again, hey, I mean, it doesn't have a face.
I read that it's not the first time that they had an altercation where he put his hands on her. And
wow.
Usually that's the case. When you're in a relationship and you automatically know if you and your man is beefing, that sometimes somebody's going to swing. Like, you know what I mean? That's just what it is, because I was in a relationship like that. So normally it's if the police got involved, it ain't the first time. You know what I mean?
And you know what? And if they were saying that he wanted to leave her, or he was trying to leave her, and there was a text message, you don't know her attitude neither. Not to say that it's correct that he hit her. I'm not saying that that's okay. What I'm saying is there's different scenarios that could take, you know, is for every action, there's a reaction. You know what I mean?
He's supposed to break up before Valentine's Day, so you ain't got to pay for that gift. He's supposed to break up before Valentine's Day. So he ain't got to buy that gift, and then they get back together afterwards. I mean, a lot of dudes
he did it wrong.
That.
He did it wrong.
A lot of dudes definitely did it wrong. Wow. He messed up. He's going to make money overseas, though.
They were broken up at the pre-Grammy party.
It would have been better for him just to buy her the gift.
So they were
Wow.
But you know what didn't,
in those pictures, she was frightened.
You know what didn't make sense? The different stories that came about, man. Because every day from the first time the story hit, first it was an alleged woman, alleged woman. Then it was somebody gave somebody herpes. Then somebody bit somebody. Then somebody was black and blue. Then they got into a fight because, oh, he looked at another girl and she confronted him. Then there was a fight in the car. Where is the real story? Speak on it, Renesy.
I wish I had. I wish I was the driver that evening, and I want to know because didn't they have a driver?
Nope.
No, they were driving. But what I'm saying, did you see the size of the car?
Rambo.
Did you see how uncomfortable it took him to get in the vehicle? Like when he was in the gas station, that is an uncomfortable car. And if anybody ever been in the Lamborghini, the way that it's structured, there's no way that he could have possibly inside the car did all that to her.
I've never been in a Lamborghini.
As big as he is, there's no way for him to turn around. It's just too uncomfortable for him to do all the stuff they say he did to her.
And supposedly
inside
the
vehicle.
I believe that, and that's what made him mad. That was her statement to the police, that she threw the keys and he went into rage looking for the keys and said, "Oh, you want to act like that? I'm gonna kill you." And then, you know, he got mad. And I could picture a man getting mad. You throw the keys and he can't find them.
All right, can I throw something out there? Picture this scenario, and I'm just hypothetically speaking, right? He tells her, I'm going to break up with you. She says, no, I'm in love with you. You ain't going nowhere. He says, I am. I'm going to do it tonight. So she throws a hissy fit, busts her face on the ground a couple times, and, you know, there you go. I kill your career. You know, I mean, anything's a possibility. I'm not saying that.
You're right.
True.
Anything is a possibility, right?
I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's a possibility. And I'm, you know, and for the other gentleman who was on the phone, I didn't really say. I mean, I don't know if he was addressing me, but I didn't say he wasn't physically capable. I'm just saying the way he looked. I was saying I don't think he's physically capable of doing that to me. That's what I said. I mean, I don't underestimate nobody the way they look. You know what I'm saying? But
most men abusers don't beat on other men. They beat on women because
correct.
They beat on somebody that's weaker than them, and we know.
Rihanna is weaker.
I mean, he's
physically fit to reign or operate.
He's tall. He's like.
But you know when you at that level, I mean, she work out. Believe me, she work out.
Still, she is not even.
I'm not
a woman
that
is still
right.
Not physically, you know, equal to a man regardless.
Nah, I feel you, little mom. I'm not saying
I want
that.
The real story. I want her true colors. I want his true colors. Supposedly, they say she used to, like, always hit on him, like, slap him upside the head and stuff like that, you know? Like,
because
who knows?
Because if he was just such the aggressor, right, she would come out and just say that. But obviously, there's some possibility of something
else. Yeah, she ain't that
innocent into this neither. Yeah, exactly. That's why she quiet too. So,
but the thing is, the point is, no one can cast judgment. Real, for these radio stations that are saying that they don't want to play his music.
Yeah, that's
believe,
a little crazy.
I think that's honestly wrong. If you never got a proven story, why would you just take the fact of the matter to go and stop playing this boy's music when y'all didn't do it with R. Kelly? So let's get real with yourself. This is 09. Be real with it, okay? You don't know what happened. You don't know what the situation is. Media is blowing it up. You got to give it the benefit of the doubt. You don't know what happened.
You know what it is, Lush? When you have that squeaky, innocent, clean, it's like with Miley Cyrus. When she took them pictures, you remember Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
That was like all over when she took them. Like it was like a sexy picture, whatever. It wasn't even really that explicit. The photo that she took,
mm-hmm.
But because she had that squeaky clean, you know, Disney cutting a check, type thing going on. Once she did that, she did like a grown action. It was all over the place. I mean, that almost messed up her career too. But what happened? What happened there? Her people did the right thing. They stepped up, made the statement, took control of what was going to be said, and that was that. And then you never heard about it again. They nipped it in the bud. You never even heard about that again.
Yeah, it was a wrap. But see, this is the thing. This is where the publicists, shout out to all my publicists there. Publicists, when you have artists, you need to step your game up. Situations like this should be nipped in the butt. As soon as the statement came out about any type of abuse or assault, there should have been somebody to step up on both sides to make statements to nip it in the butt, to squash it.
Absolutely.
Lost all of his credibility. Because
absolutely.
Honestly, seriously, this is nonsense to me. Really, really, it's nobody's business, honestly.
No.
It's nobody's business.
Everybody's getting exposed.
Last year at this time, everybody was rocking to his My Boo song.
Mm-hmm.
For Valentine's Day. Now it's on the flip side of the coin.
Mm-hmm. Right before
becomes the public's business when he's getting rich, when they're getting rich out of the public's money. That's what happens, you know, and they know this. When an artist, you know, an artist always says, oh, I want that money, I want the fame, I want to be known, I want to be this, I want to be that. But there's a price to pay for that. You know, and that's your privacy. There is no private. You don't have a private life when you're living off the people. You know what I'm saying? When the public is the one buying your CDs, going to the concerts and all that, you are publicly our business. You know what I'm saying? As a consumer. As a consumer. And
that's
as the person, and as the person that's cutting your million-dollar checks every time you come on TV and advertise my product, it is my business. What you do out there, as far as if you have a squeaky clean reputation, I'm paying you for that. And all of a sudden you get arrested for slapping somebody. Yeah, we're going back to that contract where you didn't read that it said if you did this or that, I'm pulling you out. And that's the business of it. That's the business of it.
I would like to say about the security part of it, too, that the security does not travel with them 24-7 like that because, like, after they got their own vehicles and they run from paparazzi. You hear about these stories all the time. They run in from paparazzi. Their security is not with them like that, you know, because they seclude themselves. They take the security at certain times, but the security is not always with them. So when Chris and Rihanna was together in that rented Lamborghini or whatever, they was chilling on some private time. And, you know, and they had no security. That's common a lot of time with a lot of these, you know, look at Lisa Ray and at Kurt Sakeko. She was a famous actress, but when she was getting that beat down by the Prince, I'm just trying to told you, she didn't have no security around her. You know what I mean? So, you know, they have their private, every now and then when they're doing business.
That's true. That's true.
They have their personal assistants or their publicists or whatever at a particular time, but they don't travel with security like that. Even when you book them on certain gigs, they don't have security around there like that. They have their publicists and the assistant, but for the most part, security is not always in the picture.
I mean, okay, on a major label scale, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience, just dealing with people I know. People protect their investment, man. That is real, though.
But they're not always with them. My point is that security is not always. They're gonna get a hideaway. They're gonna get by.
But that's up to the artist to do that. But a label, somebody like, for instance, right? You invest in Lushy Lush, right? You didn't put millions of dollars in her. You're not gonna let her go out and just do anything.
Exactly.
these are grown people. We tell them.
Yeah, for real,
we tell them to take the security.
You owned. Obviously, listen. When
I believe they told them to take security with them, but they probably said, no, we're not going to take them tonight.
The paparazzi's there. They don't need security because if anything happens, they got a picture. Who's going to go try to kill them, stab them when there's somebody with a camera?
There's still always somebody there following them. I've been in the industry for a lot of years now, you know, and I know certain people that not even in the level that they're in, and there's security all the time, and it's not because the artist wants it, but like he said, that's somebody's investment. There's somebody putting money in that.
But
with
that, what you were saying tonight, are you
it,
saying the security stood by and watched them get that beat down? Is that what y'all saying?
But that happened inside of people. That's what I'm saying. It happened amongst two artists. It would have been different. I'll tell you right now, if it would have been somebody else that was not Rihanna, like if it was another female, yeah, the security would have got in because that would have been a lawsuit and a half. You know, it's just different. It's just different, you know, when you in the industry, it's just different things. Like, security is there to protect you. You know what I'm saying? That's why he wasn't there when the police came, because security made the business to get him out of there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, they can't really, tell him that. They can't really tell him now, don't slap her. But after he slaps her, their business is to get him out of there.
Like, you in hot water.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Whether he messed up or whatever, they got to get him out of there.
Across the street in a black truck while they was pumping that gas. They're not going to let those two run.
Look at the man. There was a gentleman already there blocking the camera from them being filmed. There were people there in the gas station. Trust me, they have security around them.
After 911 and got there, they got the damaged people and control people, like, don't say nothing about it. They ran to their camps or whatever as damage control. But, you know, security is not going to let her get a beat down. They would, like, I think if they were actually there, if they were there, they need to get sued for negligence. But
at the same time, you had a good point, right? You had a good point when you said maybe they were in another vehicle. There's a possibility that they weren't in the car with him because he could have, like, look, man, I'm about to spend some time with my boo. I don't want y'all in my car with me. Y'all ride behind us. So if that's the case, that's the scenario, then, yeah, he had full access to do what he wanted to do before they had a chance to intervene. So.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a mother and father,
over
too.
And
so they're going to find out. I mean, mom and daddy going to find. I'm just saying, you know, what's really good because he got the Lamborghini. We say it was small. But, you know when you pull over to the side of the car, you know, I believe that butt whipping happened. They probably was outside of the car scuffling, and that's why the onlooker probably heard her screaming or whatever because they saw it going down and they did a 911 call. But, you know, I don't think they saw no security. I think they saw her getting her butt whooped. And, you know,
I don't think that was the first time. That's why. I think to them that was natural for them to argue, probably slap themselves or whatever, and then they're back together again. So as security, like, you're not going to get into personal relationships because, it's like you really, I mean, really, there's nothing you can do but just stand there and do your job, which is really protect him or her, you know what I'm saying?
Like, come on, Chris, don't hit it no more, Chris. Oh, man, you're biting it. Chris, come on.
And they'll be fired. You know what I'm saying? So they want their job. Listen, whatever. That's not our business, but our business, oh, shit, you did that? Well, let's go. They got to clean up the mess now. Clean up the mess and get him out of there.
If what y'all said is true, security going, somebody, when mom and dad are getting involved in it, security going to jail.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's what they get paid for, though. This is what they get paid for to do. You know what
I'm saying? If my daughter's security was standing by letting somebody beat on her like that, it's going to be a problem because mom and dad are getting involved.
I don't think Rihanna had any, but then again, you know what? It's just like this scenario. You got these rich people, right? You got rich people. They hire you and tell you, you know, take care of me or whatever. They could sit there and do drugs and all that. Now you're going to come and tell me, you're going to tell them, oh, listen, you're only 17, I'm supposed to do drugs. Or you're going to do your job and just be like, just watch them when they get high, just sit them down. I mean, that's what happens in the industry. This is real life.
I know they're not going to sit there and let their artists that they hired
for. This is real life. This happens every day in the industry.
And if it happens, somebody got a libel suit or a civil suit.
It happens every day in the industry.
Look, this we had Queenpin and we had Purge on here. You know what I'm saying? Queenpin been through that situation. You know, you get when a woman got beat or whatever, and it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Nobody does anything. It happens every day, but you don't hear about it. It happens every day in the industry. It's been happening. You know what I'm saying? J. Blige was in her situation with domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was doing anything, okay? So the situation is, since we got 2 minutes on the clock and we got to wrap it up, and we want to thank all of our callers, all of our listeners for listening in. We know it was some deep topics. A lot of people was passionate. We got it in. You know what I'm saying? We love our people, man. And we're going to let Emma, E2K Magazine, wrap up the show, and then we're going to go on to the Creed. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Emma, and wrap the show up for us, girl.
Well, basically, it was a passionate show today. We thank all the callers for calling in. We got into the topic about inexpensive ways to show your partner love. We got, you know, everybody gave their opinion, their ideas. Mostly what we all came to saying about the same thing was the creativity of a person's gift, you know, and just getting to know that particular person. Once you know that particular person, you know exactly, you know, what to give. And not all the time it has to be things that are monetary. The ladies came out with some excellent suggestions. So if anybody didn't catch it, please make sure to log into streetqueensthemovement.blogspot.com so you can know, you know, what websites and all that to check out to be able to do something for your boo-boo, even the new boo-boos, because the old boo-boos are gone. And we also spoke about Chris and Rihanna and the situation that's going on with them. We don't know for facts, you know, what exactly happened. You know, we can only assume. And you know what happens, you know, they say when you assume. But, you know, we're just talking about different situations. The young, they're young. Whether they're in the industry or whatever, they're young. They have little backgrounds that probably leads them to that or not. You know, we wish the best for them, though. We love Chris and we love Rihanna here in the Street Queens, and we wish the best for everyone. And, again, we thank everybody for calling and for representing with the Street Queens.
And that was a beautiful, beautiful right. Basically, people, man, the thing is, man, love yourself first. And, you know, but make sure that whatever love you spread, make sure it's good love. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter if you don't have that much money. It's the thought that counts. Make sure you put your own little pizzazz in it when you do it. It's Valentine's Day. Get creative. Go online. You know, do what it do. And, you know, Chris and Rihanna, like she said, we love you, man. We just hope that all of this isn't true, man, because I really like, because you see, you can run it. But anyway, man, we love you, man, for real. And, man, I hope they do keep playing your music, because I do love Forever and all your other songs, and I'm a big Chris Brown fan. But I absolutely do not respect the man putting his hands on a woman. And like I said on that, you know, DM Savage, www.myspace.com/DM Savage. And she's basically a wonderful writer. You can check out our old shows when we had her on there talking about domestic violence, blood, sweat, and tears of a domestic violence survivor. If you are in a domestic violence situation, teen, adult, please pick up the book. You know, it's a survival book for those who are going in and also seeing the signs, and maybe you can relate to her story. She is a survivor. Also, Street Queens the Movement are here to show our future leaders the way. Walking and talking life struggles every day, like the sands of time, we are an inescapable entity, bringing light into dark places and filling despair with hope. We are Street Queens. You know, and basically, we love you guys. And for those people that we couldn't get on the line, we apologize, and we are so sorry. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.blogspot.com for more updates and information. Log on to our site, www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, okay? We got a couple of events coming up. You know, we have a cult drive that's going on. Emma, you want to elaborate a little bit more on that situation, Emma?
Yeah, definitely. We have the first annual DJ Car Blaze cult drive, and that's going to be done March 8th at Washington Heights. We still haven't it's in between two locations, so we don't got the location just yet. But anybody interested in donating codes to the DJ Car Blaze drive, cult drive, you can email me, e2kmagazine@gmail.com, and we'll, you know, find a way where you can be able to give you the drop-off points where you can be able to drop off those codes. DJ Car Blaze was an excellent DJ, you know, very missed, very loved, and unfortunate, he got killed with the gun violence. So on top of us just donating the codes that day, we also going to educate the community about gun violence.
That's what's up. Please support us in this movement, you know what I'm saying? So, like, as long as you have an intact coat, not something that's holy and crazy looking, but whatever.
They're not even that expensive. You can get a coat for less than $10.
There's a lot of stores going out of business and stuff. If you can, please, we need your help. We're calling out to the community. Please support us in this movement. Also, we have a women's shelter that I actually was in when I was homeless. And it's Shuckers Cove in the DMV area, D.C. area, in the Maryland area, and it supports women and children. It's to Women and Children Shelter is called Shepherd's Cove. And the address is 1400 Dulwood Lane, Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. The young lady that's the supervisor is Miss Jackson. Her phone number is 301-386-444. And tell her that the street queen sent you. Basically, the shelter needs blankets, twin blankets that are brand new. You can swap twin blankets for the young children and the women at the shelter, please. We need it. We also need brand new towels for the ladies. We need Lysol and Pine-Sol. So if you can and you would like to drop off and you're in the DMV area or if you're out of state, email streetqueensmovement@gmail.com so we can basically, if you want to just donate money so we can purchase it ourselves, please email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We need your help. Please support us. We're trying to support the community because if we don't support the community, they can't support us. And we love you, man. Street Queens, the movement, same place, same time, each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. You never
Peace.
Know. Peace, Queens.
Peace.
We love you. We out. Yes, sir.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody sing with me.